USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee wants the Georgia District Attorney prosecuting former President Trump to turn over documents. Republican Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio sent Fannie Willis a letter late last month demanding records related to any communication with federal officials concerning her investigation. Willis is prosecuting Trump and 18 others in a sweeping indictment, accusing them of trying to illegally overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Since May of this year, wage growth in the United States has been outpacing inflation on an annual basis for the first time since prices first surged over 2 years ago. But as bank rate analyst Sarah Foster points out, that in no way means Americans' wallets have fully recovered.
The economy is turning a corner. The gap is closing. But when you compare how much prices have risen since the beginning of 2021, we can see that there's about a 3-point gap for wages.
12.8% since the beginning of 2021 versus a 15.8% rise in prices over the same period. Federal prosecutors plan to indict Hunter Biden on gun charges before the end of the month. The president's son had agreed to a plea agreement that would have spared him jail time for allegedly purchasing a gun as a drug user. The deal had Hunter Biden entering a diversion program, but the agreement fell apart in court in July. The U.S. must continue to support Ukraine in its war against Russia.
A strong and vital Europe is of vital importance to the United States. Standing with our allies against Putin is directly and measurably strengthening the U.S. military.
That's what Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said on the Senate floor today. The Kentucky Republican said U.S. support to Kyiv is grinding down one of America's biggest adversaries. This comes as some conservative lawmakers have spoken out against providing more assistance in the conflict. This is USA News.
Linda, let's run vitals and measurements on Chairman Meow. And then
springtime is itchy skin time at Violet's Pet Clinic.
Oh, no. He seems to be very uncomfortable.
She needs more allergy vets to scratch appointments off her list.
Okay, let me see if I can find someone to get some steroid cream for him.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Police in Pennsylvania are still on the hunt for an escaped murderer. Danilo Cavalcante escaped a week ago from the Chester County Prison, about 25 miles west of Philly. The search had been focused on an area within 2-mile perimeter around a residential neighborhood near the prison, but it expanded earlier this week when the convicted killer was spotted on a trail camera at a popular botanical garden about 3 miles from the prison. Actor Danny Masterson is being sentenced in Los Angeles. 47-year-old former star of The 70s Show was found guilty in late May on 2 counts of forcible rape. Masterson was accused of drugging the women's drinks so he could rape them. A woman who was pregnant when she escaped the devastating wildfires in Maui is now a mother. The family's home was completely destroyed, but everyone who lived there survived. The baby is named after the woman's sister who got them to safety after the street her family had lived on for 4 generations was destroyed. The home where Marilyn Monroe lived and died is facing demolition.
Property in the upscale Brentwood neighborhood on the west side of Los Angeles was purchased in 2017 for $8.3 million. It's where Monroe was found dead in 1962 of a drug overdose. The current owners want to demolish everything, but fans and historians hope there will be a change of heart. They are lobbying the City Planning Commission and consider preserving the 1920s home as an icon of Hollywood history and architecture.
That's Phil Hewlett. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento, go honey, go get it.
Hi, this is Shane Trees, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.